Hi, I'm Dahlia Rose, and this is Kinky Facts You May Not Have Known. This podcast does contain adult content, and it is not suitable for minors, and it's definitely not safe for work. Listener discretion is advised. It may or may not come as a surprise to you, but I was raised Roman Catholic. For many years at the start of Lent, there was the ritual of confession, which I personally never liked, then the 40 days of abstaining from something I enjoyed. When I was in my late teenage years, I left the Roman Catholic Church and converted to Anglican Episcopalian, where Lent was still observed, but individual confession was not required. At the church I attended with my mom, the Reverend encouraged us to either give something up or to take something on for Lent, such as charity work, donations, self-improvement, etc. However, it wasn't until I converted to the Anglican Church that I learned about Shrove Tuesday, or as many people refer to it as, Pancake Day. And I love Pancake Day. Anyone who's on my Instagram saw that this year. The celebration of Shrovetide has been practiced for centuries, basically the weeks leading up to Ash Wednesday, the start of Lent. Shrovetide ends with the celebration of Shrove Tuesday, Pancake Day, a practice that can be traced back to the late Middle Ages. It has been tradition in many societies to eat pancakes or other foods made with butter, eggs, and fat that were typically given up during the Lenten season. By eating pancakes, people were getting all fat and sassy, having one last hurrah before their Lenten observance of fasting was to take place. A night where they could eat all the fatty, rich foods their hearts could desire. Today, Pancake Day, Pancake Tuesday, Shrove Tuesday, Carnival are still held as celebrations, sometimes in grand scales. And in the tradition of New Orleans, it's called Mardi Gras. You may have heard the term Mardi Gras, and honestly, to me, the term brings up images of New Orleans with floats, beads, the French Quarter, and debaucherous activities. But let's get into the history of this wild celebration. Mardi Gras is French for Fat Tuesday, again, going back to the practice of stuffing your face before abstaining from various foods during Lent. The size and length of Mardi Gras season depends on the culture, city, and traditions of those who are celebrating it. Mardi Gras can stretch the entire period from the Epiphany, January 6th, up until the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday. In some cultures, it's celebrated for just 1 week prior to Ash Wednesday, or just the 3 days leading up to it. We can't discuss Mardi Gras without discussing its counterpart celebrations, such as Carnival in Rio de Janeiro and Venice. Today, it's customary for people taking part in Carnival to wear costumes or masks that hide their identities. This practice goes back to the masquerades of the Italian Renaissance, when public and private masquerade balls were held for various celebrations. As I mentioned in the Halloween episode of Kinky Facts, the main purpose of masquerades was to free the mind and body from societal norms. The purpose of masks was to allow people to freely partake in fun and debauchery that was standard fare at the masquerade balls. And in the case of Carnival or Mardi Gras, it was to hide the face of people who were having one final sin session before Lent. The activity at said masquerades could involve anything from pranks, orgies, swinging, swapping, anonymous sex, and pretty much any sexual fantasy one could think of. And it wasn't that uncommon for partygoers to have more than one mask that they could change into during the event to ensure their identity was kept a secret. So how did we get from pancakes to orgies to floats, beads, and king cakes? In March 1699, French-Canadian explorer Jean-Baptiste Lemon de Bienville and his party arrived at a point 60 miles south from what is now New Orleans, which he named Pointe du Mardi Gras, which was founded on the eve of Mardi Gras. Bienville also established Fort Louis de la Louisiane, which is now Mobile, Alabama. It was there in 1703 the first Mardi Gras was celebrated in America. In 1711 until 1861, the Beauf Gras Society held processions around Mobile that involved 16 men wheeling a huge, fake bull's head around the area. In later years, an actual bull's head was substituted, which I can imagine wouldn't be as well received today as it was back in the 1800s. While bullheads were being carted around Mobile, the city of New Orleans was established in 1718, and by the 1730s, it was openly celebrating Mardi Gras. However, it wasn't with parade floats, drunk people, and women flashing their bits for beads. Louisiana's governor, the Marquis de Vaudreuil, established high society balls, which are still in practice today in parts of New Orleans. But I know you're probably here for the debauchery and the bead throwing. The first carnival-type Mardi Gras was celebrated in 1781, which was also the year several Mardi Gras associations were established in New Orleans. In the late 1830s, street processions filled with masked participants who rode in carriages and on horseback found a place in the Mardi Gras celebration. These masked riders would often carry gaslight torches known as flambeaux, which was reported to give an exciting air of romance and festivity. In 1856, six young people from Mobile formed the Mystic Crew of Commis. The crew brought the magic and mystery to New Orleans celebration with floats known as tableau cars and masked balls. In 1872, a group of businessmen invented the concept of a King of Carnival, aka Rex. This was to honor the visiting Russian Grand Duke Alexis Romanov. Yes, from those Romanovs. Another aspect that was introduced to honor the Romanov family was to display their family colors in the celebration. These are the colors we now associate with Mardi Gras: purple, which stands for justice, green for faith, and gold for power. There are several practices that are associated with Mardi Gras, including the delicious cake/pastry known as king cake. If you've never tried this delicious treat, and yes, it can be found outside of Louisiana, NewOrleans.com describes it as, quote, a blend of coffee cake and cinnamon roll. King cake is usually iced in yellow, green, and purple, the colors of Mardi Gras, and is frequently packed with fruit filling and decadent cream cheese. Another well-known tradition is the famous throws. If you aren't quite sure what a throw is, it was introduced into the Mardi Gras celebration in the early 1870s. The practice includes beads, doubloons, and other trinkets that are thrown off parade floats into crowds of partygoers. The most prized throws are crew's signature throws, such as Zulu coconuts, Muse's shoes, Nick's purses, a la genie lamps, and Carlton shrimp boots. In order to obtain some of these coveted trinkets, some people will do pretty much anything, and I do mean anything, to get one. One of the most commonly known ways to get one's hands on a special trinket is for a woman to flash her breasts, which is more like Girls Gone Wild video than anything else. Ask any person from New Orleans, and they'll tell you this isn't a real Mardi Gras tradition, and these types of activities are usually confined to the famous Bourbon Street. Unfortunately, this has become a way for people to take advantage of young women by encouraging them to show their breasts for trinkets. MardiGrasNewOrleans.com has suggested, quote, please tell your friends that no one has to do anything they don't want to do, and those who flash in public can be arrested. They might even find photos of themselves all over the internet for years to come. Just remember that there are people out there who will take advantage of women who are inebriated, and the French Quarter can be filled with unsavory characters the later the night gets. If you choose to go to the Mardi Gras celebration, be safe and aware of what is going on around you. To this day, Mardi Gras is still celebrated in grand fashion in New Orleans and other places around the world. While the celebrations are known by different names, they all have the same goal: to have one last party before the start of Lent. However you choose to celebrate it, and I'm partial to Pancake Day myself, enjoy it and stay safe. This has been Kinky Facts You May Not Have Known with Dahlia Rose. If you'd like more kinky facts, please feel free to follow me on Instagram or TikTok at Kinky Facts Podcast. That's all one word. To contact me with kinky facts suggestions, please email me at kinkyfactspodcast@gmail.com. If you liked my podcast, please subscribe to be informed of new weekly episodes, and reviews are also helpful. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you'll come back soon.